At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Begging you to take the Jalen Hurts QB list pledge. Only Tasty Cake Dom has taken it. Well, the last guy took it, too.
Yeah,
he took it. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for the 3 o'clock hour to recap joint practice number 2 with the Cleveland Browns. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does Jalen's spot in quarterback rankings still bother you? 75.3% say no. The way people talk and the way people vote, Elliot totally lining up for
shocker,
me.
Shocker.
Yeah. I'm asking people that say, no one likes us, we don't care. All right. We won the Super Bowl. Okay. You can say, I think the list is wrong. But the emotion, the James.
Oh, I've heard James. He's an emotional man.
Yeah.
He's an emotional man.
Very emotional.
Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays, every big game, and talks to him in the biggest emotion.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He does win games.
Yeah, he does win games. I mean, in terms of like me taking the pledge,
I don't think you really need to because I don't feel like you overreact to any of them.
No,
you can take the pledge if you want.
No, I mean, look, like
I'm not going to ask you not talk about them. You're a content guy.
If I ever tell you I don't care about a list, just take me out back and it's over. Yeah, you know, like I basically invented lists. So I mean, I am.
Oh, there it is.
I mean, it's not wrong. Like my 10 quarterbacks I would have over Sam Bradford, like that. You know,
you invented lists.
I think I was one of the first in the market for sure to make lists part of my thing, without question.
You always do something. You came out with a haymaker.
It's true. I'm not even saying I should wear it as a badge of honor. I'm just saying I think. I don't know. I didn't see a lot of lists in the paper in the
Elliot
70s and 80s.
Elliot came out swinging today. Yeah. I invented lists.
Yeah, I invented a list. There were no lists before you.
I mean, I didn't see many. I didn't know like that, were newspapers doing them? Like eight quarterbacks.
Top tens.
I don't really think that was a thing.
20s.
I don't really think that was a thing before like the year 2000.
Since I was a... I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
All right, we can move on.
All right.
I'm not doing this. Yes.
So,
you
Elliot...
almost got me, though.
I mean, they might have made them. I made them.
So, Elliot, Now, the first thing we're going to... Before we talk about today's practice, you called yesterday's... You always judge wins and losses on the joint practices.
Yeah.
You said yesterday was a narrow win for the Eagles, though Jimmy Kempski said it was a win for the Browns. Also, your interception number, you had him at 1.
Yes.
I heard Shil Kapadia have him at possibly 3. You know, had 2 and then 1 possibly with a sack. So it's,
it wouldn't have been 3, but to your overall point, like... Yeah. Yeah, there have definitely been 2 or 3 calls where I have leaned on it not being interception. Now, I can show you the plays and you can tell me, like, the one is a public practice, right? I didn't count that one. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but my assessment's the same. Like, he's
why
not
are you
been
stumbling
good.
Right now?
I don't know, because I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I forgot where I was going.
Back into a corner.
Yeah, he's... Do you want to talk about today? Or
yes, okay. So how did
talk about you omitting interceptions?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
tell here's
the whole
my
story.
Thing. First of all, I'm not omitting interceptions. No. If I decide it's not an interception, it's not an interception. Like, I did the stats. I'm not that's
release
just,
the list.
That's just a fact. Like if I think Jalen was sacked, then I'm not going to count it.
Okay,
but,
so that's why you're deciding. I'm just saying when you first said that, you're like, I decide it's not an interception.
Okay, so here's what happens to take you. All right, so
they don't hit the quarterback.
Yes, so there are plays where the defensive end gets to the quarterback, but the play continues. And sometimes he gets to him clear enough that the players kind of stop trying. And there can be a gray area where it's like, okay, he threw the ball, but had everyone given up on the play, and it's not completely clear if the play was still happening.
Okay.
And so there's been 2 of those this camp that I can think of. 1 yesterday and 1 in the open practice. I think they were 50-50 calls. In my opinion on both of them, at least definitely on the second one, Jalen and people around him stopped playing. In the first one, watching it live, I thought that. When I saw the replay, since people in the crowd could videotape it, I think it's a little more questionable.
Okay.
Okay.
So He didn't look good yesterday.
He did not.
And even if you're saying that it is a toss-up whether they won or they lost, it was clearly close, you know? So how did it look today?
Today was a blowout by the Browns. Like, the Browns won this practice considerably more than the Eagles won their practice yesterday. And I think for the 2 days overall, the Browns outplayed the Eagles. And I thought there was a stretch of practice today that really kind of showed what the day was like. So the first one, Joe Flacco versus the Eagles' first-team defense. Jerry Jeudy beats Quinyon Mitchell for about a 15-ish, 20-yard slant over the middle, takes it in for a touchdown. So that's on one field. Then on the field next to that, the Eagles' first-team offense is going against the Browns' first-team defense. Jalen Hurts drops back, throws it to Devontae in the corner of the end zone, knocked out by Denzel Ward, incomplete. Back to the other field. Joe Flacco drops back. Touchdown to Njoku in the front corner of the end zone. So that's a touchdown. Then the Browns go for two. They get that with some trick play where they had like a double reverse and the guy ran it in. The Browns were the better team today. They outplayed the Eagles, and I thought they brought more energy than the Eagles did. Like, I have seen the Eagles practice against the Browns 2 days in a row. It happened in 2023. 2023, I thought the Browns won day one, but the Eagles came back in day two and dominated that second practice. I thought the Eagles would come out today with a better performance, and they did not have a better performance. So they lose, and Sirianni and Hurts drop to 10-3. And join practices.
So I guess...
Still a good record.
Yeah.
Still a good record.
Yeah. So I guess that the top-of-the-line question is, and we've had a bunch of calls saying, don't take the training camp stats that seriously. So, but you've always been like sort of on the side of the way that specifically the quarterback plays in camp is indicative of how that quarterback is going to play in the regular season. So there haven't been very many good Jalen days this year.
At least
according to your assessment.
I think the word I would use to describe Jalen's camp is like blah. Like, it's not, he's not been awful. He's not been great. And to bring up the stats, I think like this is pretty telling. So they've now practiced 15 times and Jalen Hurts has 12 passing touchdowns in those 15 practices. Last year, in those 15 practices, the first 15, he had 22 passing touchdowns. So he had 10 more passing touchdowns than he did last year. In 2023, in the first 15 practices, he had 17. And in 2022, in the first 15 practices, he had 22. Like, I think this is pretty obvious. 22 in 2024 were his best years. 23, he wasn't as good. So when he is throwing touchdowns in camp, he has turned that into good years. This year, he is not throwing touchdowns in camp. It's just not happening. Like, he only has 12 in 277 attempts, 12 in 15 practices. And what's concerning to me is we're going long stretches without touchdowns. So they've practiced 15 times so far. On 9 of those days, he's not thrown a touchdown. Last year, 2024, there was only 5 days. And we still have 3 more days to go. Like, this number could end up being 11 or 12, honestly. So how will it correlate? I don't feel good. Like, I don't feel good about the camp Jalen and the passing offense is having.
So how much, couple of questions here. Oh, go ahead.
Which means I feel great.
There we go. Well, I did want Joel Embiid in 2013.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he hasn't had AJ, basically, all of camp, right?
Yeah, but
So
I am somebody who has defended Jalen all offseason. Yeah. He should be number 2 in quarterback rankings. He should be at worst 5. He deserves credit for last year. He had a better year than people said.
But you're starting to see what we've been saying.
No. What I'm saying is, I don't think they get the excuse of no AJ. Devontae, Dotson, and Goddard are above average to very good passing options in totality. Dotson, we can say, is not a top 2 receiver, maybe, but like Devontae and Goddard are. It can't be every time AJ's gone, then he gets like a free pass. Right?
I agree with you.
Right? Yeah. So like, if I'm going to say that the reason they won last year is because of Jalen, and I thought he was the most important player, and he was great in the Super Bowl, and like all that is true, I can't then just dismiss 15 days of him being average because AJ's been in and out of the lineup.
So,
but it would explain why he's not throwing more touchdowns.
I honestly don't think it should, though. Like, Devontae is very good. Goddard is very good. Dotson is having an awesome camp. And the offense has the advantage in these drills. Like, AJ didn't practice every single day last year. Like, guys miss practices. Yeah. And so for the number to be 10 below what he had last year, that's a drastic drop-off.
Basically
and,
half.
Yeah.
I agree.
And by the way, like, in roughly the same amount of attempts, he had, in 15 practices, he had 25 more attempts. and then he did, so like roughly the same amount.
Right.
So who's caught the majority of these touchdowns? Devontae, right?
Devontae has, I believe, 4. Yeah. Yes.
So here's what goes through my mind, right? So I'm thinking about last year, and you said he had a great camp, at least in terms of completions and no interceptions last year. He had a great camp.
Historic.
They come out for the first 4 games. He's throwing a lot of interceptions. They go into the bye week. They have to change the entire offense and refocus it on the run game instead of the pass game, right? So they had a very sloppy first 4 games, especially with passing.
They did.
So what I'm thinking is I'm thinking about this camp, and I'm thinking about Kevin Petula going in there and trying to put in. We can go back and forth on whether he's Nick's guy or whether he has a different offense, but he's certainly...
Well, he's definitely Nick's guy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, but my point is, if he is the offensive coordinator, it's just human to say, here's stuff I've wanted to do that I haven't had the chance to do. Mm-hmm. So he's putting in different passing stuff. It's not going well. Doesn't it sort of like, wouldn't you rather this be happening now? And then they figure out what is working and not working prior to the opener. And if they have to just do what they did last year, go ahead and do it because the passing thing isn't working, as opposed to trying to figure it out in the first 4 games. And because they don't have a bye in the fifth, you know,
right.
the fifth week this
so
year.
So I think there is logic to that for sure. But just for me, I mean, last year, Kellen Moore was a new coordinator and he threw a ton of touchdowns in practice, right? And
like, yes, but then they failed in the regular season.
They did, but ultimately he still had a very good year. So I think a very good training camp last year was an indicator that he was going to have a very good year. And I think Jalen absolutely had a very good year last year in totality. There were certainly stretches where he was not, but ultimately he had the best year you could possibly have. He got Super Bowl MVP and had a career low in interceptions. So without question, his training camp last year was a sign of what was to come.
But it wasn't.
And that's, well, it definitely was.
No, see, if I told, I don't want to do this for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
But like, can I just explain to you how I see it?
Yes, you
okay.
can.
Okay. What we saw in camp, what it directly led to was 4 games that led them to change their entire offensive philosophy. So while he had a good camp, it did not lead to good offense. It was what they changed in the season that led to good offense. And by the way, it was a lot of scaling back on what he did passing. So I can't give the credit. Like those two things don't add up to me.
So the reason they add up to me is because I do agree with you. The first 4 games were not great. 100%, right? But in totality, and while there was that change for sure, where they shifted to a running offense, he still took care of the ball, which is what I said he would do based off of that, right? And he won Super Bowl MVP.
But he didn't take care of the ball in the beginning of the season.
But he was also awesome throwing the ball in the championship game in the Super Bowl. And I know there's only 2 games.
5 months later.
All right, what if at the end of camp...
5 months later,
what if at the end of camp I would have told you, based off camp, I think he's winning Super Bowl MVP?
But
last year?
Yeah.
Right? But
like, that's what happened.
Yes,
I said he had an awesome
5 months between camp, or 6 months between camp.
But he wasn't terrible for the end of camp to the championship game.
But he was bad enough throwing the ball for them to change the entire offense.
To shift to a running offense, but they still threw the ball. I think the way you say that, throwing it 11 times a game. He was still averaging, I think, 23 attempts.
After
the bye, it was something like that.
But,
yeah.
But you're saying they just shifted to a running offense. It was the most run-heavy offense in the NFL.
I know. I agree with that.
Okay.
But still, he took care of the ball. So training camp was indicative of what was going to happen. I don't see how you...
Well, we don't have to do 10 minutes on it. Whether you agree
camp,
it or
he
not.
He took care of the ball while throwing it.
Yes.
In the season, he took care of the ball while throwing it less.
But he still threw it like it was again. He wasn't throwing it 11 times a game. He was still throwing it.
He threw it less than like anybody. I mean, maybe
yeah, like
yes. I agree. He did not throw it a ton, but okay. He still took care of the ball. I don't even think that it's not up for debate. He had a career low in interceptions, and I get the correlation you're saying because he didn't throw it as many times. Right. I get
and
that.
Because
get
they
that.
Changed.
Right. But also, he did have a career low in interceptions.
He did. He did.
Would you say Jalen was smart with the football last year? Like, forget all the stats, just watching him. Would you say he was smart with the football?
Well, at the expense of getting sacked.
But
I don't think he was as good with the football as you're saying he was. Because if
but I would rather have him be sacked than try to throw it under pressure.
But see, he could also get rid of the ball. He could also decide to run. You're acting like sacked behind the best offensive line in the sport
right.
is a good outcome. It's a bad outcome.
I agree, but it's not a worse outcome than turning it over.
Yeah, but that's like saying, well, I wasn't 30 minutes late for work, but I was 15 minutes late, which is better than being 30 minutes late for work.
Well, don't talk about Alex Call like that.
Yeah. I think... I actually think you're taking the facts to fit what you say as opposed to what the facts actually are.
So, but like, I agree with part of what you're saying. That
yes.
The reason, obviously, right, he had fewer interceptions is because he threw it less. But I also think from watching him every week, it's obvious a key for him was taking care of the ball. And the four games at the beginning of the season don't change the totality of what happened. It's a small portion of the season.
Well, you're ignoring the context of what happened.
No, but
you are.
No, I'm not. But like, would you agree overall Jalen last year was focused on taking care of the football?
After the bye week, yes.
Well, I think he was focused all the time. He just did a poor job of it the first 4 weeks. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Look, no, but I'm saying...
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
He's having a bad camp, by his standards.
Yes.
Do you think that means he's going to have a bad season?
I am more concerned about him and the team than I was prior to training camp. Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm not.
Okay, well, all right. Why would you be?
Well, I have the same... Like, my gut is they're trying to put in passing things that he's not going to be good at. They're going to figure out that he's not good at them. And we're going to see an offense incredibly similar to what we saw last year.
The issue with that is it's going to be harder to
Well, I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Well, that's the concern for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the other concern, I would say, is like they're missing guys, and I understand that's part of the reason for the struggle, but they're probably going to be missing guys this year. Like, when teams play all the way to the Super Bowl, it's harder to stay healthy the next year. So, like... We feel good about Landon not needing the longer surgery for sure, but I don't know what I'm going to get from Landon this year. I don't know if he'll be able to play 17 games. I don't know, you know, so there's that. AJ Brown has missed a lot of time in camp. Do I think he'll play week one against Dallas? Yes, I do. I do think he will, but he's missed a lot of camp. Zach Maughan isn't doing 11 on 11. So we can talk about why they lost to the Browns today and say, well, they didn't have all these guys. They're supposed to be way better than the Browns. You don't get to, not you guys, but like we all don't get to say they have the best roster in the NFL, and then they're missing a few guys, and it's like, well, that's that.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, they're not missing Goddard, and I mean, they're missing A.J. Brown. That's
right.
Important. Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson wasn't in there today.
But I would have, for me, my thing with Jalen and Camp is, I would have
saying, I'm not worried about the Browns. Like, the Browns...
I agree. The Eagles are better than the Browns. 100%.
Yes.
The Browns are not going to be a good team this year. But I would have liked to see today the team come out and respond to what I thought. Now, I know it's just my opinion, but, like, what was a poor performance yesterday, right? Like, I asked Nick today, how do you think the offense performed in day one? And he said, like, there were too many negative plays. And I think what he means is the interceptions and the penalties. Like, they have had a few penalties. Well, there were penalties today. So it would have been nice for someone that's defended Jalen all offseason, for him to come out today, put the cape on, and been like, you know what? AJ's not here, but let's do it. Because I've seen Saquon do it. They had a bad few days of practice earlier in camp. Saquon came out, I think it was a Sunday or a Friday, and was unbelievable that day. He was talking trash. He was running hard. He was scoring. And like, he was a tone shifter. I thought today they needed a win after, even though they won yesterday, it wasn't a great performance. And I thought they were worse today than they were yesterday. So that's concerning to me.
Third week of training camp.
It's for the Browns, too.
Listen, they have been practicing hard. I don't know what the Browns have been doing out in Cleveland. We practice 2 hours a day around here.
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Which is fine. They're hard practices, but it's like hour 30.
Okay, hour 30. Well, today was. I thought they had a couple
today
of 2 hours.
Today was a short one today.
They had
yesterday
a couple
was,
2 hours in there.
They did.
But it's the third week of practice. I'm not going to overreact to it. At some point, training camp becomes a little mundane to you. You just lose it. Now, having another team here, you would think would spark some energy and give you some juice. But maybe they're looking at the Browns like, man, we joint practice with these guys almost every year.
I'll overreact. Ready?
Yeah.
So, I I've been at every press conference, and what I hear is we compete, right? We are like, we compete here at practice. Competition's important. Yeah. It's great to have players that really love to compete, and practices are hard, and we like that. We want to get 1% better every day. The whole challenge of this year is not going to be, is going to be going into games and not going like, well, we're the Super Bowl champs and like, whatever. So when the Browns come in today with more energy, and the Browns come in and they're celebrating after you know, touchdowns, and they're dancing in the end zone and all that, I would have liked to see the Eagles team like respond to that.
Yeah, and, because they're the Browns and they're
but that's
with the champs.
That's the concern, is that
the champs not getting up for the Browns.
I've been told that they're not the champs anymore by everybody on that roster. The 2024 Eagles team is dead. Well, okay, then you don't get to have that attitude against the Browns. If you're really truly going to be 0-0, then when a team, when you don't perform well against a team on day one, day two should matter a ton. And I thought on day two they did not play better than they did on day one.
All right, we'll find out what else happened. We have the cornerback battle to talk about. It seems like there has been some flashes at edge from the other two guys. Mm-hmm. And a report about your behavior at Eagles training camp.
Oh, really? I haven't
yes,
seen this.
A report. We got a report about your behavior at Eagles training camp.
Wasn't for me.
I love the nerves.
I'm like, what is this?
You're all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, you're all right.
All right. You're I'm excited to hear this.
You know I wouldn't throw you under
no,
the bus.
I know.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.